Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Welcome back to another Crittenden Press podcast. I'm glad you've joined me on this wonderful Thursday morning, August 28th, as we bring you the top stories, community updates, and look ahead to big games on the schedule this week. We start with the story that's drawing probably the most attention across the county. Jail leadership dispute is ongoing. Last week, Crittenden County Fiscal Court formally asked jailer Athena Hayes to resign, citing financial struggles at the detention center and a lack of confidence in her leadership. Magistrates pointed out that the county subsidizes the jail whenever it has red ink, and those subsidies have approached the $1 million mark over the past three or so years, with projections showing another $500,000 or more may be needed this year if things do not change. Hayes, who left the meeting before the vote, later responded that she was elected by the citizens of Crittenden County and has no plans to step down. Hayes emphasizes that rising food costs, medical costs, plus the added strain from Marion's ongoing water crisis has challenged the jail operation, sometimes beyond her control. Jailer Hayes's full written response, along with support from at least one fellow jailer in the state of Kentucky, will appear in this week's newspaper. You can pick that up on newsstands right now. Speaking of water crisis, due to the ongoing water crisis here in Marion, the city will be distributing free bottled drinking water the week of September 8th through the 13th. That will be distributed at the wastewater treatment plant on Pippi Hardin Boulevard. Each household on the city water system will receive 20 gallons provided in one-gallon jugs. Residents should bring a copy of their water bill, which you should get in the mail this week, and that will show that you are entitled to receiving the free water. Now, if you get digital billing, you simply bring your phone and show your digital receipt on your phone to those who will be distributing. Mayor Deanna Browning has requested more than 60,000 gallons of water for September and October distribution. The October dates will be announced later. Have a road closure to tell you about. Drivers should note that Klalik Road, just west of Marion off of US 60, will be closed today for a replacement of a failed cross drain. Folks living on that road have been notified and have been asked to make special arrangements today. Meanwhile, county road funds are being squeezed tighter than ever, according to Judge Executive Perry Newcomb, who warns that state money for resurfacing has been cut almost in half, leaving hundreds of miles of local roads competing for less than $200,000 in available funds. A reminder, this program is supported by advertising, so let's take a commercial break, and I'll be right back in just a moment with more news and sports.
H&H Home and Hardware, the name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
On the economic front, Marion's restaurants continue to show resilience, even with the closure of Mulligan's out at Marion Country Club and Brunch of Sandwiches, which was downtown. Receipts still topped $2.67 million during the second quarter of 2025, Nearly 5 million so far this year in restaurant sales in Marion, Kentucky. City leaders expect 2025 to again surpass the $10 million mark in restaurant and lodging sales, which supports the Marion Tourism Commission's efforts through a local tourism tax. That's a 3% tax on lodging and prepared meals. And yes, it is property tax season. Fiscal Court plans to keep the county's tax rate the same at 11.4 cents per $100 of assessed value. But that still brings in more money because of new property and reassessments. It's kind of an esoteric system of taxation and assessments and how they work to fund the county. So for details on how Kentucky's property tax system works and why your bill can go up even when the rate goes down, you can see our special coverage inside this week's edition of the Crittenden Press. On the community calendar, here are a few dates you may want to mark down. Crittenden County Public Library Board meets tonight at 5:30 p.m. Of course, that will be at the library. Community prayer will be held Saturday, September the 6th. That will be at 10 a.m. in the empty lot beside of the Crittenden Press building. Marion Code Enforcement Board will meet on Monday, this September 8th. That's at 5 p.m. at City Hall. And as a reminder, all county and city offices will be closed on Memorial Day on Monday. In this week's Forgotten Passages inside the Crittenden Press, author and historian Brenda Underdown revisits the long, winding fight to build a bridge across the Tradewater River, known today as the Kiwanis Bridge. It nearly took nearly 30 years of debate, setbacks, and even involvement from Union County's Kiwanis Club before it finally opened in 1926. Brenda's piece reminds us just how transformative that project was for northern Crittenden County, giving residents easier access to Sturgis and the coal fields across the river. Let's take another short break, then I'll be right back with sports.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruse with the BP Cruse Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruse Company, Marion, Kentucky.
Well, as most of you probably already know by now, Rocket Football opened last week on Friday with a tough 42-29 loss on the road at Marshall County. Senior quarterback Quinn Summers threw for 327 yards and four touchdowns, spreading the ball to six different receivers. But turnovers and an injury to wide receiver Caden Howard swung the momentum for the Marshals late in that game. Howard's status is unknown for this week. You can find all the information about Rocket Football on the weekly Gage Courtney Coaches Show that will be out today on YouTube, the Crittenden Press YouTube site. You can also find that on the football website, rocketsfootball.com. This Friday night brings the home opener at Rocket Stadium against longtime rival Union County. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. The Rockets trail in the all-time series, 8 wins to 30 losses. Last year, Crittenden County lost the game 42-14 over at Morgan Field. On the soccer field, Lady Rockets fell to Lyon County 5-1 in district play, but they got a 7-3 win over Apollo over the weekend. Adri Berry scored 4 goals in that match. Lady Rocket volleyball remains perfect in district action, defeating Livingston Central and Trigg Counties. Though they have faced some mixed results in the West Kentucky Smackdown that was over in Hopkinsville this past weekend. Senior setter Lila Shear continues to pile up assists while Allie Yates anchors the defense. On the golf course, the Rockets beat Hardin County, Illinois earlier in the week as Hudson Stokes led the way with a 44. Meanwhile, at the All-A Regional over in Edible, Lyon County's Carson Collins captured medalist honors with a 75, while Crittenden's Mitchell Brown carded a 94 to pace the Rocket golf team. And in outdoors, dove season opens Labor Day. That's Monday. But there are some new regulations this year that prohibits decoys. Now, this is on public land, on public dove fields, until October 1st. So bear that in mind if you use any of the public lands in Crittenden County or nearby counties. Of course, the WMA over at Big Rivers and the WMA at Higgins and Henry are nearby, and they will be allowing dove hunting. They had some quota hunts, and there will be some public days over there as well. That's it for today's edition of the podcast. For all these stories and much more, including obituaries, letters to the editor, news from around the region, pick up this week's full copy of the Crittenden Press or visit d-press.com. Until next time, this is Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.